Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Southwest Louisiana Economic Intel Podcast. I am Dan Groft, Director of the Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University, an Associate Professor of Economics, and Economist with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. We have started speaking to all the parishes in our region to talk about their economy so we can get a well-rounded view of the area we serve. Cameron Parish is so unique and important to the local, state, national, and even global economy, we have to split this up into two parts. This first part will take a little look back to set up where the parish is today and where it's going. Today we are joined by Claire Hébert-Marceau. While she is now a senior project manager with the Alliance Transportation Group, she has a long history with Cameron Parish. Apart from being a regional project manager with Entergy for Southwest Louisiana, she was also director of economic development for the Cameron Parish Police Jury and the port director for the Cameron Parish Port, Harbor, and Terminal District. She was at the helm of all Cameron Parish economic development during the boom or transformation, or whatever words you feel is most appropriate. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on. We really appreciate it.
I'm so glad to be here with you, and I'm honored to be among the guests you've had so far. They've been phenomenal.
Yeah, and we want to speak to all the parishes, and your history with Cameron is so far-reaching. I thought you'd be the perfect person to speak to about all the past developments of the parish.
Thank you.
Yep, and so how did you come into the position of the Cameron Parish Economic Development Head, Port Director, and what can you tell us about the Cameron Parish economy?
Wow. So that happened, me becoming Director of Economic Development many years ago. Then Parish Administrator Ryan Bouillac approached me while I was at Entergy. You mentioned my time at Entergy. And mostly everything in my professional career and my personal life has been framed by disaster. Ryan, I think, saw in me someone who, as a Cameron Parish native, someone who lived there, someone who understood local politics and how we fit into the region in terms of our economy, that I really cared deeply about the success of the parish. And so he approached me and I accepted the offer. About 2 years later, I not only held that position as Director of Economic Development, but became Director of the Cameron Parish Port Harbor and Terminal District. And so the rest is history.
Oh, Representative Bouillac?
Yes, now Representative, yes. Representative from District 47, Ryan Bouillac. So at the time when he approached me, he was Parish Administrator for the Cameron Parish Police Jury.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what can you tell us about Cameron's economy?
I can tell you that it is ever-changing. When I was a youngster in the 80s, it was very common to see much change in our population in the parish seat of Cameron, specifically because of traditional oil and gas. I remember as maybe third, fourth grade, companies like Chevron would be our partner in education, and they would deliver brand new computers, you know, those six, 9-inch screens that had orange cursors. And we'd go from 11 or 12 kids in a class and then balloon up to 30 plus kids, depending on what was happening with traditional oil and gas and exploration off the Cameron coast. So I think I took it for granted that we were in Cameron Parish such a direct and valuable player in energy production in our country. Never mind that we were also home to one of the nation's two strategic petroleum reserves, which I think most people don't even realize is located in Cameron Parish. The mouth of the Calcasieu Ship Channel being in Cameron has allowed significant growth and development to happen in Calcasieu Parish. And so Cameron Parish is the gateway to that activity. If you can't get into the Calcasieu Ship Channel in Cameron, your other option is in the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway, which, by the way, Cameron has 44 miles of the GIWW. We are a significant player, and I think mostly taken for granted by not only Cameron Parish residents, but those in the region here in Southwest Louisiana.
It's so strange that you said that, because I would always say that history was being made in Cameron. You know, this was the first time that we ever took natural gas from the lower 48 states, liquefied in the lower 48 states, and we exported it to other nations from the lower 48 states. Like, this is huge, and it still is. And you were sort of at economic development head during that whole time, correct?
I was, and it was intimidating. Mm-hmm. Please don't ever think that it wasn't. I felt a tremendous amount of responsibility as someone who was born and raised there to do right by local talent, local business owners, local landowners. That was a significant, for me, it was a significant role to fulfill. I wanted to do the best job that I possibly could for my parish.
And when you look at the data, it's really shocking, because this all occurred during a perfect storm. You know, the state was going near a fiscal cliff, so they raised the sales tax. They got rid of business utility exemptions, or at least partially got rid of them. And you saw sales tax collections for the state just skyrocket from $2.5 million to about $21.4 million. And per capita, it went from $374 to $3,500 about. You're still by far the highest per capita sales tax collections in the area. You saw employment jump from 2,600 to 13,500. It was really shocking when you actually go and look at the data, and you still have the highest weekly wage average of any parish in the state by far. So when you saw that, that data can kind of show you how surprising it is, but when you're actually serving, what surprises during your whole time period did you experience, or during this whole transformation?
I think the surprises for me were the complexity and difficulty for local talent and businesses to engage with what was extreme opportunity. One of the things that I felt was most important to do was to demystify how a local business could be involved in the growth and development of these very large projects, from folks who own companies that produce and deliver ice, to portable toilets, to more complex responsibilities that the business community in Cameron had for many decades been able to fulfill for traditional oil and gas. People who were welders, pipe cutters, rod busters, people who had very successfully navigated through what was a complex industry, traditional oil and gas, landowners who were savvy at understanding mineral rights and how to engage their property in commerce, were beginning to be left out. And I made it a priority for myself to break down those barriers and visit directly with these very large EPCs, engineering, procurement, construction companies that had the keys to how local talent could engage themselves in these very large projects.
Yeah, and there's so much we can talk about with Cameron
Parish. It goes on and on.
Yeah, it does, and it's such a huge parish land-wise and so small population. Was the infrastructure there to get the materials and the local businesses? Like, was that challenging? Or
it was challenging, and I think it would have been challenging had we not had Hurricane Rita in 2005, and certainly not had Laura and Delta in 2020. Those significant impacts made things even more complicated. What we did see that, and I'm not so surprised by this, I'm very grateful for it. We typically, after a storm in Cameron, because we're so close to the Gulf of Mexico, deal with a lot of debris on the roadways. And so coming into Cameron Parish is quite difficult after landfall of a storm. And so after Rita and Laura and Delta, and after Ike as well, we saw these EPC companies and these large projects pitch in and help us clear roads, provide generators to people who wouldn't have necessarily been able to stay after the storms. And so, not surprising, but certainly I'm very thankful for their engagement with us to make those things happen. We wouldn't have had the obstacles, had those natural disasters not occurred, but I think it brought the community, the Native community, and the business community, the larger, you know, the multinational firms that are present in Cameron Parish, closer together. We had to figure out how to make it work, and so I think that that bond created long-term relationships that we wouldn't otherwise have.
And how did the local government and the citizens, because you were under the police jury, how did they take to all this development? Because that's big changes in terms of affecting other industries, traffic, trucks coming in and out. I remember driving, seeing the traffic in trucks or the big buses taking the construction workers from their camps to the site. Like, how did they take to this? Did it affect them a lot?
Certainly there were major effects. Cameron Parish residents are overwhelmingly supportive of industry, always have been. I'm very proud of the ways that our commercial fishing industry is able to coexist with traditional oil and gas and now liquefied natural gas exports. Certainly there are some challenges that we have to continue to work through, but overwhelmingly it's been a good thing in terms of the opportunities for locals. I wish that my regret is that there had been more locals who had been in Cameron before Rita, who had returned after Rita and are still not back after Laura and Delta, that they had been able to realize more opportunities for their businesses. That, for me, that's a personal and professional failure on my part. I wish every company that had existed in Cameron could have been engaged in commerce over, say, the last 10 years. I think that disaster, the extent of the impacts of disasters, natural disasters in Cameron Parish, is such that challenges sometimes can't be overcome.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating for me. Despite those challenges, those particular ones not being overcome, those who were able to engage in things like manufacturing, things like fabrication, things like even the maintenance of the sites, you know, the lawn care, the fence building, folks who are able to move up in the ranks with these companies once they begin operating to do their training and human resource management, those are still opportunities for locals. So I don't want to discount those. These projects that we're talking about have provided significant and unparalleled impact for not only the residents in Cameron Parish, but in all of Southwest Louisiana and in Southeast Texas, and at this point, around the world.
Right, yes. Chenier is like right on the border of Southeast Texas, and
it
like
is.
Half of their employees live in Texas and go the other way. It's and really what you're talking, I know there are all those barriers to living there, you know, elevation requirements, insurance, which is probably one of the most difficult things because it costs a lot for the insurance, right? But everybody keeps talking about the property tax revenues that are going to be coming once ITEP rolls off the books. Can you talk about anything related to that, or maybe were there any pilots or anything, or what was being discussed during that time about what's going to happen when all this starts to actually come in?
You're certainly not the first person to ask me about that.
I get asked about it too. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, unfortunately, there was not consensus around payment in lieu of tax agreements in Cameron Parish. I wish that there had been some common ground that could have been reached. I think as we move forward and people learn more about the implications of pilot programs, we may see some changes there. There will be significant, never before seen tax revenue. Let's just be honest about that. I believe that Cameron Parish is, in terms of the industrial tax exemptions that are granted in Cameron Parish, are only rivaled by Ascension Parish. And that, for me, is certainly a point of pride that we can attract, that Cameron Parish can attract that kind of capital expenditure and that kind of investment. As a Cameron Parish native, what I would like to see happen, and this is just Claire's opinion, or the development of some trusts, perhaps. Okay. Road and Bridge Trust,
yeah.
Infrastructure Trust, perhaps even insurance or increased cost of compliance trust that could allow for the people who want to return to Cameron Parish, that they could tap into those trusts, perhaps managed obviously by the Cameron Parish Police Jury. There are some tremendous leaders in Cameron Parish that, you know, were born and raised there, grew up there, have a passion, a deep love for the parish, want to see, you know, shoreline protection from the Texas border to the Vermilion Parish border. Those are things that we can accomplish in Cameron Parish with those increased tax revenues. We could have multiple levels, multiple lines of defense in terms of shoreline protection, marsh creation.
We don't have time to get into
right.
But yeah, I'm not cutting you off. I'm saying coastal protection is so important. And that's down in Cameron Parish too, and that's a whole other podcast. But if you don't have protection for the coast, or, you know, you can't have an economy.
Right. And right. So yeah, shoreline protection, coastal restoration and protection projects are equally as important as the pipeline infrastructure, mm-hmm. the depth of the Calcasieu Ship Channel, the ease of access, the access to the workforce in our region. If we do not protect the shoreline of Cameron Parish, it exposes that pipeline infrastructure. It exposes our culture to its disappearance, which I really can't even, that's a very emotional issue for me. But the success of the economy in Cameron Parish and therefore this region and its global implications, Cameron Parish's global role, is something that can be protected, preserved by coastal restoration. We cannot ignore that fact.
Right. And this is an econ podcast, and no one can tell the future, but do you have any opinions on where you think the Cameron Parish economy and the Southwest Louisiana economy is headed?
So I would say that, much like Jim Rock mentioned in his Guinea Pig podcast.
Thanks for being a loyal listener.
I'm fascinated by the people that have been on the podcast and proud to call them friends and colleagues. But so this notion that we've, as a region, our economy has pivoted and responded to change. In my opinion, that's what I think we'll see going forward. I think we'll see upstream and downstream opportunities be created. I think that something very important to the economy of Southwest Louisiana is something as simple as community benefit agreements, community benefit plans. These are things that have been around for a while, have been implemented by other projects around the world. And it's a process where the local government can, in exchange for their support of a particular project, can negotiate the benefits that are needed for that particular that parish and thus that economy. For example, if Cameron Parish were to begin to negotiate with a project that was planning to come and locate in Cameron Parish, they might list things like a workforce development program utilizing the four schools in Cameron Parish, particular infrastructure projects. Those kinds of projects begin to create opportunities for economic growth and diversity that we might not see otherwise. So my opinion is that if we utilize the past and our experience, keep in mind, Cheniere Energy broke ground in 2003 with their import facility. So that's 2 years before Rita made landfall. And it's almost impossible to measure the positive benefits that Cheniere Energy has had on the Cameron Parish economy, not only from wages, but from the opportunities for things like Johnson Bayou to have a clinic, healthcare right there. That benefits the economy. That creates opportunities for people who live in Johnson Bayou to work at that clinic. Mm-hmm. We are so stunted in Cameron Parish right now in terms of having access to grocery stores, access to things like convenience stores. When I grew up in Cameron, there were multiple pharmacies, for example. Mm-hmm. We don't have a pharmacy. When a people that were already isolated but had the basic needs reach a point because of natural disaster and the hurdles to overcome after those disastrous impacts, and it's a challenge just to have the basic things you need, milk, bread, never mind fruit. or fresh meat.
Right.
Those are the kinds of things that, in my opinion, are going to be as transformative to the Cameron Parish economy as a $21 billion project might be. Mm-hmm. And unless a person lives there or experiences that kind of challenge on a daily basis, I think it's difficult for them to understand. When you live in a place where all of those amenities are within reach, within a 5-minute drive, I think one tends to forget what it must be like to have to drive an hour to get a bottle of water. You know,
wow.
It's so I don't mean to over-exaggerate. It's not an exaggeration. The economy in Cameron can be just as transformed by those kinds of investments, a credit union, a bank, having an ATM. Having those placed in to the Cameron Parish economy can have just as much impact as a very large capital expenditure project, in my opinion.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quality of life is so important, is sort of the way I would put it that way. That is the first part of Cameron Parish. We could talk forever and because there's so much going on down there. It's important, not only, like I said, to the state, to the region, but ask Europe and their LNG imports since the Ukraine-Russia conflict, and it'll tell you that Cameron is important internationally and globally. Thank you so much. We'll be back with someone who's in Claire's current position now for part two of Cameron, because it just will not fit into one podcast. So thank you so much for being on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
This show is presented by the H.C. Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University in partnership with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. You can find more information about our regional economy at www.mcneesedrewecon.org.